Sit with an attitude of surrender. Let us invoke Bhagwan's grace and Pujya Gurudev's blessings for this meditation that I am going to undertake. Eyes softly closed. Soft smile on the lips. Back erect with head, neck, and back in one straight line, but not stiff. Pay attention to each part of the body and relax. Start from the head, face, neck, and so on. Move down all the way to the feet. And then slowly move back all the way to the head. Every part of the body is completely relaxed. Careful attention to each part of the body, from head to toe. Now we will do Anulom Vilom, fingers above the forehead, the index and the middle finger. With the right thumb, control the right nostril, with the ring finger, the left nostril. Breathe in and out through the left nostril slowly 5 times, with a pause in between breathing. Now 5 times through the right nostril. Now alternate in through the right, out through the left, in through the left, out through the right, 5 times. Slow deep breaths with a pause. Hands on your knees, fingers in chin mudra or just resting. Bring the attention of the mind from outward, from the world here and now. Bring it here into this body. Into this breath, attention on the Lord's presence within us. The Lord who is everywhere is also in my heart as life. Today we'll meditate on Om, which is representing the Supreme Brahman, the total consciousness. Bhagwan tells in the Bhagavad Gita, Om it ekaksharam brahma, vyaharan mam anusvaran, yav prayati tyajan deham, tato yati param gatim. Om is the one akshara, the one syllable that represents Brahma, the Supreme Consciousness. Vyaharan mam anusmaran. When we chant Om, we should remember that is a symbol of God. And whatever form, whether it's Sri Krishna, Lord Shiva, or the formless, Om represents all of that. And one who leaves this body chanting Om, reaches the supreme abode. Om is God, Om is Brahman, Om is the Supreme. So keep the body fully relaxed and mind is on the breath. Keep breathing slowly in and out. Attention on the breath. If we remember Om throughout our life, then we will remember it at the time of death. And that is what Bhagavan Sri Krishna says. If you do that, you will reach me, he says. We will chant Om together first 5 times where your neighbor can hear. Slow and deep. Om. Now 5 times, whisper where only you can hear it, no one else, softly. Let us chant 3 more times, whisper. Pay attention to the silence in between the chanting of the Om. 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 Attention is on the silence. Now start chanting Om mentally in the mind, not whisper. And as you chant Om long and slow, pay attention to the gap in between the Oms. As you keep chanting, the mind will become quiet. And turn the attention of the mind to the heart, the middle of the chest, where the Lord resides, where Bhagwan manifests as light. When the mind becomes still and focused, you can then stop the chanting and keep your attention to the middle of the heart, of the chest, where Lord is. And we'll keep that in for about 10 minutes in silence. If your mind wanders, bring it back by chanting Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Hari Om, Shri Gurubhyo. Hari Om. Throughout the day, whenever you remember, chant Om or your Ishta Devta, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Om with the name of your Ishta Devta. Please chant as often as you remember throughout the day. And keep your attention on the Lord's presence within, in the middle of the heart, in the middle of the chest. And do that also before you go to bed. Just chant Om and pay attention to the silence. Thank you.